Lizzie, Chelsea and Emma with your 10am Zlines. In local news, photos have emerged of Westfield employees at Chermside and Carindale covering pro-Palestine political commentary signs in Lush stores yesterday. Amidst a nationwide shutdown of Lush stores on Thursday, the two locations displayed signs in protest of mass starvation in Gaza. However, their solidarity may have been in vain as an onlooker snapped some pictures of Westfield shopping centres deliberately covering these posters in black tarping. A Lush representative said that, quote, "Across the Lush business, we share the anguish that millions of people feel seeing the images of starving people in Gaza, Palestine," end quote. 4ZZZ have reached out to Westfield locations for a comment, but there has been no response as of yet. We'll keep you updated and we'll keep you in the know if there is a reply, excuse me. In Queensland Gymnastic Club, there has been denying of any wrongdoings after complaints from families over the treatment of their young children at the club. Children just age 13 years reported being fat-shamed and bullied by the coaches, eventually being driven out of the club when their families stepped in on their behalf. Alana Mason, a 13-year-old gymnast who trained with the club, said, quote, "They would say that they were bigger than the other girls, like we had more fat on," end quote, and that she would be discouraged from eating during lunchtime at school. The Queensland Gymnastics Club has said, after internal investigations, that they found no base for the allegations and rejected all complaints. Gymnastics Australia launched their own investigation 6 months after the allegations were made, saying, quote, "Responding appropriately to this matter by listening carefully to the concerns raised, engaging opening with these involved, and working with the Sport Integrity Australia, Gymnastics Queensland and the club," end quote.
In national news, a climate trigger that could block coal and gas projects has been ruled out by the Environment Minister Murray Watt. Despite this, opposition leader Susan Ley says that the coalition are unlikely to agree to the environment law reforms. Ms. Ley said that the needs to, quote, "give industry the confidence that it cares about accelerating those environmental approvals, then I fear the projects like the critical minerals project that was inked in Washington will not go ahead," end quote. This is the third attempt in recent years to fix the Environment Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act. New data has revealed that more than 60% of Northern Territory's rehabilitation programs are being cancelled despite anti-prison populations reaching all-time highs. During the past year, facilities are regularly being forced into a lockdown with reasons extending from staff shortages to prisoner misbehaviour. These changes have been impacting prisoners seeking legal advice, those wanting to see family members, and inmates wishing to engage with the reintegration programs. The absence of these facilities, particularly rehab programs and counselling services, were noticeable to ex-inmate Beryl Dandy, who said that, quote, "There were no programs like the alcohol and other drug programs, the family violence program, the Safe Sober Strong program, there was none," end quote.
Donald Trump has unveiled new sanctions on two of Russia's largest oil companies, making a statement against Putin's administration's lack of commitment to ending the war in Ukraine. Despite the United States' efforts for peace in recent months, the nearly four-year war is still ongoing with no end in sight. Vladimir Putin, Russia's president and the instigator of Russia's invasion attempt, called President Trump's sanctions, quote, "unfriendly," end quote, but ultimately believes it will have little impact on Russia. And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy once again. It is currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach a 10, which is in the very high band. So make sure you slip, slop and slap. That's all for your news at 10am. We'll be back at 11am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head over to 4ZZZ.org.au for more.